I understand what you guys have done to overcome increased trade friction, essentially, as I would characterize it. But we've heard at the Lodestar that, you know, some exporters in the UK, they're SMEs, maybe they've stopped exporting. I've heard from other people, they were like, well, instead, you have to view the logistics landscape differently now. So instead of the UK being a front runner, if you were looking at a European, pan-European distribution strategy, you would now like maybe look at Rotterdam or Antwerp or somewhere in that area, and you would treat the UK as a branch market as opposed to as a contender, as a distribution centre for Europe. Is that what Brexit's done then? That sounds like you've invested an awful lot of money to cope with the increased trade friction.
So for sure, we definitely saw a change to a number of our clients' strategies. So when I think particularly about customers that were serving an e-commerce marketplace in Europe from a single DC, for example, in the UK, pre-Brexit, that was all pretty straightforward. Goods just flowed in and out freely, no problem. Of course, Brexit then happened, import one-stop shop, you know, the distance selling rules, all of that landscape changed. And in response to that, we absolutely saw a shift of strategy from some of those customers that says, I can't now service that European e-commerce marketplace from a single source DC, but what I am going to do is I'm going to split. So I'm going to serve my UK base from a UK DC. I'm going to serve my European base from a European DC. But ultimately, I would say it like this, actually, Mike. One door closes and another door opens. And absolutely what we saw through our 3PL division at Europa Warehouse was a huge uptake in demand of those businesses saying, I now need to have a strategy in a UK 3PL to stockpile, to service my UK e-commerce business. And we definitely saw that. One of the biggest impacts that we saw as a business, we used to do a lot of the line haul on door-to-door parcel movements for most of the large sort of parcel distribution companies from the UK into Europe. And absolutely, most of that business that we were involved in, that practically dried up overnight because of that landscape change. So for certain, there were some negative impacts of that, but also it would be remiss not to mention that there were plenty of positive impacts too. So I think for a business such as Europa, we've got our three divisions, you know, the Europa Warehouse 3PL, we've got our Air and Sea division and the Road division. For a customer wanting or needing to change their strategy, there is an avenue to pursue within our organisation.
Hello, I'm Mike King and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Lodestar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on thelodestar.com. Thanks for listening.